Logan. A cold fury fills me, not only for the interruption, the senseless violence of the crime I now have to investigate, but also for the haunted look that returns to Piper's eyes the moment I hang up the phone. Before I can say anything, she gets to her feet and wraps the blanket around her body like another shield. "Go," she says, her hands gripping the blanket between her breasts. "It's okay." I cross the distance and crowd her. No, it's not. I kiss her firmly until the tension melts from her shoulders. "I'll be back in a couple hours." She presses her hands to my chest so she can put some distance between us and shakes her head. "What? Why?" "I'm not going to leave you alone here until we find out what's going on with your ex. I wouldn't leave you right now if I didn't have to."
"I can take care of myself."
Ignoring her, I pocket my phone. "I'm also going to have a couple uniforms drive by every half hour just to check on things. Make sure you're okay."
"Logan, you don't have to do that. I'm fine."
I trace the angry red mark on her forehead with a finger. "You're as tough as nails, I don't doubt that. But I'm not doing this for you. I'm doing it for me. I have to go and do my job, and I won't be able to do that if I'm worrying about you. Please, for my peace of mind, I'll go crazy worrying about you." Her internal battle is written across her face. Finally, she sighs.
"Fine."
"Don't answer the door for anyone you don't know. And don't let your gun out of your sight. Stay here until I get back.
Promise me." "Logan."
I kiss her softly. "When I get back, we'll finish what we started here." She softens underneath my hold.
"You don't have to."
"I want to."
"I'll wait up for you tonight."
I let her go and holster my gun. Keys in hand, I turn back. "Keep Rocky with you."
"I will."
I hesitate and then say, "We're going to have to do some digging into what happened in Miami. I want to find out if this is your ex, one way or another. You mean something to me, so I don't want to do it behind your back." Her arms go around her waist.
"I understand."
"I'll bring something to eat on the way back." She starts to protest, but then swallows it back. When she speaks, her voice sounds small.
"Thank you."
Lock the door behind me. On the drive to the crime scene, I can barely manage to get my anger under control. I drive too fast, brake too hard, and nearly miss the exit for the local state park. 3 times. 3 women who were assaulted. 3 is 3 too many.